Hey, happy day and howdy and all that kind of stuff. And Jane, get perched on the edge of your seat. Jane is a longtime viewer. I met Jane about 5 years ago. She wrote me a really nice note today. And she said, 5 years ago now I came to meet you, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't that nice? So Jane, you've also commented that, you know, sometimes there's so much information that you got to sit at the edge of your seat to kind of grasp it all. Hang on, because I got lots of stuff here today. Don't you know? Let me start off with a story. There is a minority group family, a woman and a child only. The child came home from school one day and said, Mom, what's racism and what's socialism? I'm learning that in school. And the mother sat him down and said, well, that's pretty easy stuff. Socialism is when the white folks give us money for everything that we have. You know, they earn the money and they give it to us. That's socialism. You know, we're entitled and we get things. And the child said, well, what's racism? When the white people get angry that we have it. Just saying. Now, in Peru, they have said, the president, he recently signed a new decree and said, gender identity confusion and disorders now will be classified as a mental illness. Okay? So in other words, you're crazy if you think you're something different than what you were born with, and you will get free treatment, psychological treatment, if you wish. How do you like that? Peru. First country that I've heard of doing that. It's kind of nice to have a stand being made by somebody. Hey. Now let's talk about Truth Social and Trump. You know, Trump, he gets it all the time, doesn't he, from everybody. The Democrats, so many people are after this Truth Social. They say it's a big scam. It's not worth anything. And they're trading away up there and they lose money away down there. And how come and why and so on. Let me tell you a few things about Truth. Truth is kind of like Amazon and so many other companies. I remember Amazon when they started. They're in the book business and only selling books online, and he lost trillions of dollars all of the time. Zillions, I should say. Trillions, I'm not so sure about, but he was always losing money. People continued to buy into it, though, because they had they got it about his vision, about where he thought he was going, and he got there. He's the largest company in the world, employs over a million people in the cha-cha. Trump people, too, have a vision. Trump Social has a vision. Truth Social has a vision. They're launching their TV streaming. They're building out the ecosystem. The company aims to develop this best-in-class product thing with a whole bunch of different products. And this TV streaming thing is big. And home TV, they got all kinds of apps for that as well. And they have over $275 million in the bank. So I think they can afford to kind of do everything that they've set out to do. In addition to that, talk about believers. They've got close to 700,000. 700,000, that's 750,000 shareholders. A lot of companies have 100, 200. These guys have over 600, close to 700,000 humanoids. That's kind of a big deal. And then, still talking Trump, keeping up now, because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Michael Cohen, the former lawyer of President Trump. In court, this whole thing is bogus, this thing with Trump. But in court, he admitted, under oath, doesn't mean much to him, under oath, he said, I stole money from the Trump Organization. I think the amount was $30,000 that he said, and was probably more than that because he couldn't remember, I'm sure. And guess what? Nothing happened. When somebody admits that in court, shouldn't you kind of come up and grab him and take him somewhere? You've admitted in front of God and everybody and Trump that you're a thief. Oh, but this is going to go to the jury now about something else. And they're actually listening to testimony from you, blah, blah, blah. From this guy. Good grief. You know, and then Trump, afterwards, he goes out in New York, where I think 80 some odd percent of New York is Democrat, and he has a rally, and he makes ready for 3,500 people, maybe thinking that I hope we get 3,500 people, more than 25,000 people squeezed in, and they were lined up, and many people couldn't find anywhere to park, and they didn't come. Look out. I mean, November's coming. And the country's ready for change. They really want change. They want to get back to where we were 4 years ago when gas was cheap and so on. And millions of people are flooding the border. They're getting up the border as quick as they can. They want to get across before November. And I don't get it. Trump's already said, we're going to deport you. But they're coming anyway. Dumb as forever. But they're rushing there and they're doing all they can to get across the border. And Biden's just saying howdy, welcome, and all that kind of stuff. I gotta tell you, I've had my fill. I had to write this down. Profound. Came out of here and went down to here. I've had my fill of left-wing lechery. Let me unload my full weight of vexation. The left is evil, corrupt, dishonest, and predictable. They're predictable because we know what they want to do. They want to bring down everything. It's craziness. You know, it really is. They're entitled elitists who dominate the space of stupid. Hey, did you get that? Just saying. Lastly, I got one final thing. Credit card. I had a little fun with this the other night. There was eight of us out having dinner. And it came time to pay, and the bill came, and everyone was pulling out a credit card. And I said to everybody, you know, hold it. You guys are all poor. I'll buy. And they all looked at me, and a couple of them were pretty affluent guys. I said, what are you saying? We're poor. I said, well, I have money. I have cash. I took my cash out. I said, you guys are borrowing money to buy your supper. What are you saying? I said, well, it's credit card. Don't you get it? Credit card. I got money. It was a great thing for conversation. We had some fun with that. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.